Kissan Bolt News, the Global Link.
Death of small-scale miners in Mufumbwe condemned. Luena Member of Parliament backs calls to publicize mineral survey results, and U.S. cuts visa validity for most Nigerian applicants. Good afternoon. With Lunchtime News at 13, I'm Angel Kasabo. Opposition Green Party leader Peter Sinkamba has condemned the fatal shootings of informal miners in the Kikunge area of Mufumbwe district following a recent clash with the police. Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security Jack Mwimbu confirmed that two illegal miners were killed when police clashed with the said illegal miners in an effort to restore order to the area. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Sinkamba, however, expressed disappointment over the government's use of lethal force in handling the situation. It is unacceptable for government to resort to firearms when dealing with unarmed citizens because these small-scale miners are simply trying to earn a living, said Mr. Sinkamba. Mr. Sinkamba drew comparisons to the Black Mountain in Kitwe, where illegal mining activities were regularized rather than violently suppressed. He called for a similar approach in Mufumbwe, advocating for the formalization of miners instead of punitive measures.
Here on the Copper Belt, we had the Black Mountain in Kitwe, which the people of Usakile and surrounding areas decided to earn a living out of that. And we called them Jerabos and what have you. And those people were assisted by the PF government to regularize their activities. They looted the gold which these people mined. They grabbed the money from these people. They destroyed their gensets and destroyed their vehicles. So all those who did all those activities must be brought to book.
The Commuter Rights Association of Zambia, CRAZ, says discussions with bus operators regarding a reduction in transport fares are still ongoing, following what the association described as an unsatisfactory proposal from the operators. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, CRAZ President Aaron Kamuti said bus operators have proposed a minimal 1 kwacha reduction in local routes and offered no adjustment to fares for long-distance travel, a position the association has opposed. The proposals are unreasonable, especially in light of the recent reductions in fuel prices, and the expectation was a fair and meaningful adjustment that reflects the economic relief commuters deserve, said Mr. Kamuti. Mr. Kamuti revealed that CRAZ has since written to the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RTSA, requesting its intervention to mediate in the talks and have a stakeholders consultative meeting to agree on a realistic fare structure that is fair to both commuters and transport providers. The ongoing negotiations come amid growing public concern over high transport costs, despite a significant drop in fuel prices over the past month.
We haven't yet concluded, although there was a proposal from the operators where they were asking if they can reduce 1 kwacha across the board for local routes. And for long distance, they've totally refused. Even for intertown, they don't want to touch that line. So we objected from that proposal. So we've written to RATSA to mediate so that we can have a stakeholders consultative meeting and chart the way forward. As for now, things are still the same. We objected to that proposal.
Luena Member of Parliament Mobita Anakoka has backed calls for government to publicly release the results of the geological mapping survey of minerals across the country. Mr. Anakoka said that making this information accessible would promote transparency in the mining and management of the country's natural resources. He made these remarks when he featured on Christian Voices' chatback program on the topic National Matters. Providing such information to the public would not only empower citizens, but also contribute to better governance in Zambia's resource management, said Mr. Anakoka. He said that the results released publicly will also provide the public with the necessary information on areas to invest in when acquiring mining licenses.
That's a very good idea. I think it's a very good idea. Why? Because once this is done, in fact, there is no way of doing it other than making it public. Because it is based on this information that this time around when you and I want to go into mining, we are able now to say we are targeting Western Province, the following districts, because we know of the following minerals that are available there. So even when we go to seek financial resources, we go to an institution, we are going with our mining license that we have been granted at, by the Ministry of Mines. We know what we are talking about.
Muchinga Province Minister Njavua Simtowe yesterday led hundreds of mourners in paying their last respects to eight accident victims who died in a road traffic accident involving a Tazara train and a Toyota Noah in Mpika District of Muchinga Province on Saturday. A somber mood characterized the church service held at Mulolesha Pentecostal Assembly of God Church. Speaking during the church service, Mr. Simtowe said government had secured 90,000 kwacha towards the funeral of the accident victims. Each funeral house will receive 10,000 kwacha to support the families during this difficult moment, while government, through the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit DMMU, bought coffins for the victims, said Mr. Simtowe in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today by Mpika Town Council Public Relations Officer Mshota Mpundu. Earlier, the provincial minister visited the four surviving victims at Chilonga Mission Hospital and wished them a quick recovery. He was accompanied by Mpika Constituency Member of Parliament Robert Kapyanga and Mpika Town Council Director of Human Resource and Administration Nathan Kapeshi, among others.
Mkwaino wakateka, mkwayama shiwe ya kuloosha, mturi na boo. Nefi wajitiri isi wakateka, hiyo wangufile chilo cha chitika. Na wafumia noru pia, luwa kupela chila nganda, kuma nganda onse wa chililo. Na wangumina 90,000 kwacha. 60,000 kwacha chila nganda ya chililo, yala kwacha po, 10,000 kwacha. Kipo kosa lesha, hawa alupua. Kyo onse chitipo kuchitika, chali kwa teista ya chiko.
We now join Chela Silwamba with the latest on the money markets.
It's a good afternoon to our listeners in the one radio station, updating on the business as usual on a Wednesday after your long holiday in Zambia. 1.36 has seen the pound, 1.17 the euro, 7.18 is our Chinese one, 85.71 Indian rupee, and 17.86 is strong South African rand. I'm afraid, you know, kwacha, it makes you sometimes you gaggle up whatever you have. Here it is. Stanbic Bank has refused to move the rates up. They are holding it at 24.49. And all the other banks, I've just walked in APSA, on the cross course of the country, and I'm checking, they're selling at 24.75. It doesn't make sense. And I've seen Atlasmara on the same level. I've seen FNB rushing towards 24.71. But Stanbic Bank has held it there for the past four trading hours. Looks like the kwacha is strong. That is my take, and we're going to probably come down. If there was a minimal demand, or should I say supply on currency, they would have gone up, but looks like there's dollar on the market. Stock markets, so looks up 4,300, 8,860, 4,453, Dow Jones 21,46. Lusaka Stock Exchange activities in Sana Chartered Bank, Chilanga Cement and CEC as usual, Solar and Malaiti. The $5.50 a ton is wheat for you, 4,86 corn, 1,020 Nyama Soya awesome, and 8,117 Cocoa Lovers. I've decided to give you copper so I compare it where the copper price is, which trading at $9,613 a ton. Imagine cocoa, $8,117 a ton. Copper, $9,613 a ton. And the gold lovers, gold is expensive on a $3,388 an ounce international market. And for all the other ones, nickel, it's $15,005. And I'm seeing Brent crude on a $70.18 a barrel is going up. Jet fuel 67.73. And for those interested, I would say in where the currency is going to go, I think it's going to store here because we know that, you know, the TD is underway tomorrow, 2.2 billion kwacha to be mopped out of the market. So I think that's the indication on that. All in all, I can guarantee you a strong kwacha. Stanbic Bank, they are there. Past 4 hours, 24.59, where APSA is way off on 24.75 rather, and that was 24.75. Angela M. Cheese, bye-bye.
Thank you, Chela, for that update. In African news, the United